Rautia, jotta onnistuisit kerralla.
Rautia ja Sastamala, hoppun katu 9. Jatketaan Valepan pelaajahaastattelusarjaa ja nyt vuorossa Valepan uusi hakkuri. Sjoerd Hoogendoorn, hollantilainen, 198 cm pitkä ja 86 kg painoa on tällä uudella hakkurilla. Hän on ollut Hollannin maajoukkueryhmässä vuodesta 2011 saakka ja oli sitä myöskin kuluneena kesällä. Nyt kokeillaan sitten Temperin kapulo-englannilla ottaa selvää, mitä tämä tulppaanimaan hakkuri oikein on miehen. Welcome to the studio, Sjoerd, and welcome also to Sastamala.
Kiitos.
Here in Sastamala people are very excited and also demanding on everything that comes to volleyball. How are you going to satisfy the fans of Valepa?
Just by playing my own game. I'm a spiker, as you already said, I think. So I have to score points. And then when I do that, when I do the thing that I have to do, I think the fans would like that. If I just score my points. And I always bring a lot of energy to the matches. So I think that's good.
What did you know about Valepa before you made a decision to come and play here?
I knew the club because Jeroen Rauwerdink, a receiver in the Dutch national team, played here with Latina last year. So I told about this club. For the rest, I didn't know it. So I looked it up on the internet and I read a bit about it. And I saw that they won the Finnish Cup last year. And before that, they were the Finnish champion. So last year, they're a very good team.
Yes.
So that's good.
What did you know about Finland or Sastamala before you came here?
Finland, I've been there three times now, once to the AOF, once against Isku Volley with in the Euro Volleyball, and once with national team. So I knew a bit about it. I knew Tampere and Turku, but Sastamala I didn't know. So also on the internet, Wikipedia, and read a bit about it. That's a new town, and that Famala is the main, the biggest place.
You play as a spike also in Netherlands national team. What goals do you still have in your career, and what's the meaning of this season if you think about your future?
In 2011 I made my debut in the Dutch national team as a spiker. That summer I played all the matches also in the starting six. But that was European League. The summer after that I wasn't selected because I had my study. I had to work in the hospital for 4 months. So I couldn't make the national team. And this year I didn't make the World League selection. So my goals are, of course, to become better than I am, way better, improve. So I become the first spiker of the Dutch national team for more than 1 year. Play World League and eventually play in one of the top competitions of Europe, like Poland or Russia.
And now we have a doctor in a team.
No, not yet. I finished my bachelor, so I'm halfway.
Okay.
Halfway.
Okay. How about the team? How do you get along with those monkeys?
Yeah, those very nice guys. All very nice guys. Most of the guys speak good English. All of them, actually. They're all nice and they play good volleyball so far. And we even miss Ollie and Elvis most of the time now. So I think the level's only going up. So very good so far.
Valepa is once again the strongest candidate for Finnish champion next season. Does that make any pressure for you? Because Spiker's role is a very big role in a team.
I think in any team that I would play, I have to score points because, as you said, that's my role as a spiker. So in the Holland, I played at a club. Dynamo was also playing for the championship every year. So I know the pressure. And I don't think it makes any difference because I still have to spike the ball hard when nobody is standing. So every that's the same. So not a lot of pressure extra. Okay. No.
What do you like about your new home arena, Wexbe Arena?
The fact that it's big. It's a nice arena. I think the crowd is pretty close to the court, so I think the atmosphere will be good. It's bright. It's just a very nice arena. You can see it's new, and it's good. It's a nice arena.
We all know that volleyball takes a lot of players' time, but if there's any free time, what do you like to do then?
So far, the last 3 weeks that I've been here, there was a lot of things to do in the house, like painting a bit and decorating. Otherwise, I'm still studying because after volleyball, I don't know how long I'm going to play professional volleyball. But after that, I'm going back to my study. So in my free time, I also study a bit to keep up my skills. And otherwise, I like to go out biking here in the surroundings. It's nice. I don't have very big hobbies outside that.
Do you spend time with players?
So far, I've not really. I've been to Antti's house once because he had his birthday. We went to the sauna there and yeah, the barbecue. I live in a house with three other teammates, so I see him a lot.
Okay.
And I speak to them.
Karhun polku, also known as Melrose Place.
Yeah, exactly.
Recently, Spikers in Valepa have been very active when it comes to girls in the town in Sastamala. How do you like local girls, and have those beautiful local ladies already recognized you?
This is a bit scary question because my girlfriend's also here. Because the girls are nice here, of course. I have to say that, but I have a girlfriend, so I won't do anything about that on that
That's
front.
Bad for the local girls.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Okay, sure. Once again, welcome to the Sastamala, welcome to the team, and thank you very much for the interview here.
Kiitoksia.
Rautia, jotta onnistuisit kerralla.
Rautia Sastamala, hoppunkatu 9.